And I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota has few new confirmed cases of COVID, but with new variants and a stalled vaccine effort, is the pandemic really behind us? Dr. Shankar Kura is Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health, and he's joining us for a COVID update today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPP's Black Hills studio space. Dr. Kura, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. Pleasure to be here.
All right. We all remembered that this goal of the 4th of July, President Joe Biden said 70% of Americans should be vaccinated. States like Vermont and Hawaii and California are way ahead of South Dakota, even though we started out with such a great, strong effort. Why did we start out so strong, and where did we go wrong that we are sort of stalled at that 51% range for people having the full series of doses complete here at home?
Yes, Lori. You know, the folks that wanted to get vaccinated immediately got in line, did the right thing. But there's a few that, you know, from surveys, we understand at least a third of the population is kind of reluctant. And they're not quite sure that this is the right thing to do, despite all the messaging. So what that means is if we are in the just 10 to 20% shy of getting to that 70%, we need to take a different approach and probably increase access and kind of hope that would get folks vaccinated.
Is access a problem at this point in certain areas? Are we seeing that from the data?
Yeah, I think if you understand, we've got good supplies. There's no question at all. We've got enough vaccines in this state and the country to give anyone who's willing to get vaccinated. There's always that challenge. Access is always a challenge. You know, people are either not because they don't want to get the shot, but can't make it, can't arrange for the time, can't get on, log on to the internet, access, those kind of issues.
Yeah. Let's talk about why it's important, because other states, California is a big state. New Mexico is a big state with lots of rural areas in both of them. They're not having the same problem with access that we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you compare, another way to look at it is Canada and the United States. So The Canadians got off to a slow start, mainly because they didn't have enough manufacturing of vaccines. Most of the manufacturing is here in the U.S. So we were very fortunate to have enough to get those who wanted it right away. But the Canadians are doing much better than us, and they have continued to get folks vaccinated. So they're ahead of us now, and we'll continue to do so, because when you do surveys, Canadians, 80% in a survey, say they'll get it if it's available. That's not our number. So I think some of that is a reluctance on parts of our population to not, you know, trust the vaccine.
Yeah. Is there a different group of people who can send the message, you know, versus some of, the political fallout has divided people. We've heard from surveys from the SDSU poll that clergy might be more influential in convincing people to talk and think more deeply about the vaccine. What are your thoughts on what else we can do with the messaging as well as the access?
Yeah. I think it's a combination of factors. Messaging will only get you so far. We know that. Unfortunately, it's wrapped up in identity politics, where people identify with their beliefs, along with some of those. Those are difficult. You can't message that away. Probably the best way is to focus on those that are willing to get it but have access issues, either just because they may not make the effort. So if we go take the vaccine to where they are, right, we might be able to get those numbers.
All right. Let's talk about this Delta variant originating in the India area, as I understand it, causing highly transmissible, causing reinstallation of restrictions in Europe. Tell us what we need to know about that variant here at home, and then also if you're planning summer travel.
Yes. Important point there is to go get your vaccination. Really, it is. What we found out is if you are not fully vaccinated, basically if you've not got two shots or if you're taking the Johnson & Johnson at least one, you are more likely to be a reservoir for this Delta variant. And what the UK experience has shown is even though they are ahead of us in vaccination, those vulnerable unvaccinated folks actually got the Delta variant sick enough to be hospitalized. What we know from the research is the vaccines, all three that currently are approved here in the United States, protect you from the Delta variant, from getting hospitalized, 100%. So we need to get people vaccinated. And as far as travel is concerned, if you're not vaccinated fully, please continue to keep that distance, wear that mask. But if you're vaccinated, you can rest assured. You can almost be sure you're not going to worry about the Delta.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what we're learning about people with autoimmune diseases who have been vaccinated and might not be as protected as people without those extra health challenges.
Yeah, and this is shown out in bigger studies, especially Israel. If you look at their numbers are very high. And what they've noticed is it is immediately protective of those autoimmune folks, folks with cancer, and children below the age of 12 who are not eligible for the vaccine. And there's a clear, strong statistical data to show that these people are fully protected when you get to that 70% and higher of the general population. So this is another reason why folks need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, we're still having that conversation that we've been having for some time, but we'll keep talking about it as long as it's necessary. I want to go back to something else that has resurfaced on the internet largely because of late night comedian bits, and that is, where did this originate from? Are we learning more about where this virus started and how it started?
A great question. And obviously, you know, we're starting to continue to research this. Mm-hmm. This is a very long story. These take a while to understand. For instance, the first SARS, it took 10 years to actually find the origin for the first SARS. So we have a better understanding now, but we still might be a long ways before we know where it came from. But we have a good idea of where it came from. So one thing that you can very clearly say, it's not a lab created. Now, if it leaked from a lab is a different story versus created, there's a distinction. No one's done a gain of function study, which is what's always said in virologists trying to understand how these genetically they manipulate viruses to see if there's a gain of function so they can be more infective. Those kind of research did not cause this virus. This virus is, for all intents and purposes, based on the genetic analysis in the wild from one of the bat reservoirs. What's the intermediate mammal? We don't know. Now, the only other thing that we don't know is if someone in the lab actually got this disease naturally and then unfortunately didn't report, and then that kind of leak. We're not talking about a leak where someone made the virus in the lab. That's been laid to rest because it's very, very clear, based on the genetic information, this is not an engineered virus.
Yeah, and what we're really hoping for is those long-range studies, that transparency from the Chinese government,
yes,
and from scientists there, and that sort of springs all kinds of conspiracy theories because of our suspicions,
yes,
some rightfully so, about what the Chinese government is willing to tell the World
very
Health
sure.
Organization and more. But in the meantime, still being studied, and the bottom line is still get your vaccine or Dr. Kerr is going to come, you know, like, I don't know, you have him in your car at this point,
yes,
just trying to drive around the state. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Lori.
Appreciate your time. Dr. Shankar Kaur is Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health.